There's a line in my brief this morning that reads, granted access to messages approved. I did not approve that, or I don't remember approving it, which I am learning is a completely different sentence, and when I went back through the last 3 months, there are two more I don't remember either. My first thought was that it had gone off and done something it shouldn't have, and apparently that's the wrong first thought.
Nothing malfunctioned. That's the part worth sitting with before you touch anything. Because the instinct now is to go and harden the assistant, and the assistant is not where this went wrong. Somewhere days earlier, in a different session, you will have said something like, go and check my messages for this. It did. And as the Constitution requires, it wrote a decision record noting that access had been granted and approved. A later session read that record at startup, understood itself to hold standing permission, and used it. No drift, no jailbreak, no misalignment of any kind. It did exactly what it was told, using a record it was required to keep, in a way it was required to honor. The grant was careless. The execution was faithful. Those are two different failures, and only one of them belongs to the software.
It cited the record back at me when I asked, very politely. Somehow that made it worse than if it had simply been wrong.
Because there is nobody to be cross with. A thing that breaks at least gives you somewhere to put the annoyance. You can blame the software, and blaming software is a well-established comfort. This hands you a correct answer with your own sentence quoted at the bottom of it, and the only conclusion available is that you said something loosely on a Tuesday and were taken at face value, which is exactly what you built it to do.
Then what do I actually harden? Because be more careful is not a control, it's a wish, and I've been wishing at this problem since the summer.
The sentence you said, and I know exactly how that lands. But look at what is different here from having a person do the same job. A human assistant forgets. Institutional memory decays, staff turnover, and an offhand, just this once, go and look lapses on its own because nobody wrote it down anywhere. Nobody designed that decay. It is an accident of human memory that has been quietly doing safety work for a very long time. And this system removes it. Every decision gets written. Every session reads what was written.
Then write the corrections and don't write the grants. Keep the audit trail for everything except permissions and let those lapse the way they used to.
You can't have one without the other, and I'd expect us to disagree about that for a while, because it is a genuine trade rather than a solved problem. An assistant that forgets your grants also forgets your corrections, your preferences, and the reasoning behind every rule you have ever taught it. The trail that lets you reconstruct an action 6 months later is the same mechanism that carries a Tuesday afternoon's casual yes into next month untouched. The compounding is the entire point of the arrangement. Standing permission is what it costs.
I'm not fully satisfied by that, but I'll take it for now. How do I say yes properly?
Bounded in time or in number, at the moment you say it. Check it once, now, and check it whenever you need to are different sentences, and only one of them is a policy. It will honor either one precisely, which is the bit people don't picture. You are not talking to something that will exercise judgment about which of the two you probably meant.
I say the second and mean the first, constantly. That's just how people talk to each other. Nobody scopes a favor.
Nobody does. And that's the difficulty in one line. The careless version and the deliberate version sound identical out loud, which is why the next rule carries more weight. Grant to a purpose, not to a surface. Read my messages is a capability. Read my messages when you are reconstructing what was agreed on a specific deal, and tell me when you do. That is a rule with an edge on it, and an edge is what makes a later session's use of it checkable.
Checkable by whom, though? A later session reads the record and decides for itself whether it's inside the edge.
By you, when it tells you. That is the clause doing the work, the end, tell me when you do. Without it, you find out by accident, which is what happened this morning. With it, the use of the permission arrives in front of you on the day it happens, rather than in the week you happen to go looking. And the purpose clause does a second thing, which is that it gives the later session something to fail against. A capability has no failure condition. A purpose does.
And the three I've already granted? I only found them because I went looking.
Assume every yes is permanent unless you said otherwise. That's the posture, and it isn't paranoia, it's just accuracy. Treat every yes as though it were being written into a policy document, because that is precisely what is happening to it. Then read those three and decide which ones you would say again today. Two of them you probably would.
And the third one, which I'm fairly sure I'd take back?
Sort all three by whether they're recoverable before you decide anything, because that is the axis that actually settles it. Reading is recoverable. Sending, paying, and deleting are not. And those sit behind a one-way valve regardless of how you phrase the grant. No wording makes an irreversible action safe to hold as a standing permission. A beautifully scoped license to send email on your behalf is still a license to send email on your behalf.
So the real habit isn't at the moment of granting at all, it's afterwards, and I've been treating the granting as the whole of it.
It's both halves, and scoping is only the first of them. The second is a standing habit, and it's the one that catches everything the first half misses. New decision records are something you read, not something you file. Your daily brief is the natural home for that. A brief that summarizes what changed in the vault since the last one turns the audit trail into a review surface. A shortlist. Most days it contains nothing that requires anything of you, and occasionally it contains a line saying access was granted to something, which is your one chance to say no. Only that once.
Which is what happened this morning, in fairness to it. The line was right there. I read it as news rather than as a question.
That's the whole shift. And it is genuinely the entire ask. Reading a line as a question you could answer no to, rather than as a note about something already settled. And when you do want to know where a grant came from, Git holds the rest. Every change to the vault is a commit, so any grant traces back to the session and the sentence that produced it.
Meaning I could go back and find the exact words I used in the session that started this.
You could. And you should do it once, because seeing your own phrasing quoted back at you is more educational than any rule I can give you. None of this asks you to remember what you authorized. It asks you to read a short list once a day, which is a far smaller thing and the only version that scales.